This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And this great nation is about to conclude its involvement in the longest war in our history. Not by any means the bloodiest or the most costly or the most horrific, but the one that has gone on for 20 years. You remember we fought the Great Civil War, 4 years. World War II, 4 years. 20 years in Afghanistan. And now there's a haunting article on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today that echoes arguments that our guest Ralph Peters has made. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, Vets See Echoes of Vietnam in Afghanistan Withdrawal Plan. Ralph Peters is a prize-winning, best-selling novelist. He's the author of innovative works on strategy and security, a retired U.S. Army intelligence officer and a former enlisted soldier. His career has taken him from Moscow to Mandalay and from the Middle East to Latin America. After leaving the military, he also worked as a columnist, a popular media commentator, and a strategic scout in the developing world. His books, his series of novels on the Civil War, are enormously satisfying and informative to read, and they are highly to be recommended and will be posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Ralph, thanks so much for joining us. Did you see the piece in the Wall Street Journal about focused on a sergeant who had actually fought in Vietnam and had been there when we left Saigon and is now still in the military and preparing to leave Afghanistan? Isn't that astonishing?
Yeah, it is astonishing. No, I did not see the Wall Street Journal piece today. I was playing hooky and scrubbing porch furniture. But seriously, it's impossible not to draw parallels with Vietnam. And you don't want to overdo it. But to me, as I wrote in the piece you read, Michael, in Strategica, the publication, free online Strategica, but there are two, out of the three huge mistakes we made in Afghanistan, two of the mistakes we made in Vietnam, just identical. And those are, first of all, and our counterinsurgency doctrine ignored this again. If you are going to fight counterinsurgency operations, in other words, if you're trying to stabilize a country with U.S. troops and U.S. money, the first requirement is that you must be supporting a local leader who can gain the support of his own people. In Vietnam, we supported convenient generals who had no popular following, who many of whom were corrupt and incompetent, but they said the right things. In Afghanistan, we supported just about anybody who'd speak English and say the word democracy three times. And the proof is very straightforward. In Vietnam, the South Vietnamese military, although it had some good units, it didn't fight with the same determination and resolve and self-sacrificing values that the Viet Cong and later, well, first the Viet Minh, then the Viet Cong, then the North Vietnamese did. And in a counterinsurgency or insurgency operation, the people with the strongest will tend to win. Not the most, not the richest, not the ones with the most troops or weapons, the ones with the strength of will. And in Afghanistan, the people we supported in Kabul just don't have the support out in the provinces. And we see the same thing as in Vietnam, where young Afghans who have gained many freedoms and a chance of prosperity still won't fight for the Kabul government. But the Taliban has been willing to take enormous casualties, and they keep getting young people to volunteer to fight for the Taliban. Now, I'm not happy about that. I'm not praising the Taliban. I'm just pointing out the cold facts that we can't get enough young Afghans, especially educated ones, to fight for the government we support, but the Taliban has no trouble getting recruits. That should tell you something. And the other problem, the other Vietnam echo, is very straightforward. We wanted to save this country, to turn it into Vietnam, give it a chance at democracy, etc. But we were so rich. When the money we poured into South Vietnam, instead of strengthening it, it corrupted them. We addicted the South Vietnamese generals and government officials to our aid. Meanwhile, the North Vietnamese had the advantage of poverty. We were trying to fight Spartans with Sybarites. And we corrupted Vietnam by pouring in money. Then in Afghanistan and Iraq, we poured in much more money. And again, we turned the Afghan, a nation of pickpockets, into a nation of grand felons. In the government of, not every person in the Afghan government, but far too many in and associated with it, just grabbed the aid. And you know, Michael, it upset me because it was tax dollars going to waste, but also we were undercutting ourselves, undercutting our credibility, because all the average Afghan saw was the corruption. And I'll tell you the story from Iraq, which is in much the same case. When I first visited to Iraq with our military, I was there with the Kurds before. When I first visited with our military, 2005, they were taking me around to show me all these great projects we were engaged in building, U.S. contractors. And I'm looking at them thinking, well, the Iraqis don't need this. They need something simpler. They can't even maintain this. And then I realized that was the whole point. We were funding U.S. contractors and international contractors to build fancy projects for the Iraqis that they couldn't maintain so that the contractors would have contracts forever. It was the ultimate self-licking ice cream cone, utterly corrupt. So at any rate, in South Vietnam and Afghanistan,
let me ask you this. It sounds like you're saying we are due to stay in Afghanistan until September 11th. It sounds like part of what you're saying is we probably should have considered removal of our forces long before.
Yeah, when we went to Afghanistan in the autumn of 2001, after September 11th, we did it right. We killed a lot of Taliban for supporting al-Qaeda, and we really gutted al-Qaeda. We even could have had a deal to get bin Laden back then, but for various reasons, the Bush White House turned it down. They just wanted to go. They wanted to get them themselves without deals. But the trouble is, and then we should have left by the summer of 2002. That was a real mission accomplished. We smashed al-Qaeda, hurt the Taliban for hosting them. The Taliban didn't want to fight. They just didn't want any part of it. We could have gone home in the summer of 2002. Instead, we stayed, poured in blood and treasure. Now we are leaving, frankly, in shame. Our troops don't have to be ashamed. The troops did everything that was asked for them. The troops fought extremely well, bravely, and paid a terrible price. And the thing is, the war was already over a couple of years ago. We haven't been fighting in Afghanistan in terms of infantry on the ground for several years now. What we had was a small presence, a few thousand, several thousand people doing security operations, basically tracking terrorists, killing terrorists. So we had a small residual presence. And I actually think at this point, while it was crazy to have over 100,000 of U.S. troops in Afghanistan at any point, it was counterproductive. The couple thousand we have there now actually was good for the U.S.
Okay, let me ask you this in the time remaining to us. Do you think there's a chance that it's all important and good, but do you think there's a chance that President Biden will be forced to send troops back if things go extremely poorly, badly, in Afghanistan?
Well, there certainly is a chance, but I think we'll probably avoid it. There's a good chance the Taliban in the next several years will be back in power in Kabul. It all depends on whether the Afghans will fight. But, Michael, we put the training wheels on the bicycle for them. We've trained them. We've armed them. Now they've got to do their own fighting. If they won't fight for their own country, if they won't fight for democracy, hey, we gave it almost 20 years. That's enough.
And they always want more from Ralph Peters. His new piece on Afghanistan and Echoes of Vietnam from Strategica is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. on the MedVet Show about the very latest in the balance of power politically. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show, there is good news for the Republican Party and good news for a number of states across the country, including Texas and Florida and Colorado and Oregon, that are going to be gaining representation in the House of Representatives, gaining an extra electoral vote, too, because that's the way it works. For instance, you get the same number of electoral votes as you have total representatives in Congress. That's why there is no state, no matter how small, with fewer than three electoral votes. You have one for your one member of the House. If you're a very small state like Vermont or Montana, and then you get the two senators. Well, guess what? Montana is getting a second House member. It's one of those winner states, and that's very good news for the Republican Party. But there's bad news for the country. And the bad news is that America, which has always stood out when compared to our European allies or to other great nations like Japan and Germany, Russia, those nations are all losing population. They're actually losing population, even if you include the immigration, particularly in Germany, that has been a big factor in the German nation. But the United States population growth has slowed dramatically. We've had in the last 10 years, according to the new census numbers that are out today, in the last 10 years, we've had the slowest growth since the 1930s decade, the decade of the Great Depression. And the one thing the Wall Street Journal points out, and it's a very solid point, is that the numbers that we have about U.S. growth, and by the way, it's not growth in citizens, it's growth in residents. So yes, people who are here who are legal residents but not yet citizens, they get counted. So do the undocumented, illegal aliens. They get counted because that's in the Constitution. It says that you apportion the representation in the House of Representatives and the Electoral College based on residence, not on the number of citizens or of registered voters. In any event, the journal piece, which is by Paul Overberg and Christina Peterson, says political power in the U.S. will shift further to states in the South and Mountain West, with Texas picking up two House seats and California losing one, as the country's overall population growth slowed to the lowest rate since the Great Depression, the Census Bureau said yesterday. Besides the double gain for Texas, five other states will gain one seat each: Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon. Now, what that means is that those other states, Colorado and Florida and North Carolina, are basically the kinds of states that you could say are swing states. It's possible, though Colorado not so much. North Carolina was very close last time. Florida was very close last time. Montana's a solid Republican state, and so is Texas. So with the gains in Montana and a gain of two seats in Texas, that means that there should be a gain of two seats in Texas, one in Montana, a gain of three seats in the new House of Representatives. What it also would mean is that if the electoral votes had been apportioned the way they are now, Joe Biden won with 306 electoral votes, 36 more than he needed to win. But with the new apportionment, even if Joe Biden carried exactly the same seats, he wouldn't have 306, he'd have 303. There is no way that this is not a shift, not a decisive, overwhelming shift, but a slight and noticeable and very important shift to the Republican side. Because remember, at the moment, the Republicans only need to win five seats away from Democrats, and right now, states that are very heavily Democratic, like Illinois, like New York, like California, are losing seats. And there are only a few seats that are heavily Democratic, like Oregon, that are gaining them. Now, you might ask, well, why is it that Oregon gained seats? It's had a similar population gain to the state of Washington. It's a smaller state, smaller in terms of population, not in terms of land area. But the reason is that Oregon didn't gain a seat last time. Washington did. Last time in 2010, we in the state of Washington went from having just 8 seats in the House of Representatives to having 9. And Oregon now gains a seat, and it's for the first time in 40 years that Oregon has gained a seat. What the journal points out is the changes are expected to favor Republicans because red-leaning states are getting more seats on net, and because the GOP has more control in redrawing the new congressional seats. And what's interesting in that is they have a diagram in the journal and about how the seats are going to be reapportioned. And there are 3 states that are losing seats. One of them is solidly Republican, West Virginia, and one of them, Illinois, solidly Democratic, and another solidly Republican state, Mississippi. All of those states are, those 3, are controlled by a bipartisan commission. But in other states that are going to be gaining seats, like Texas, or losing seats, if you take a look at states that are losing seats, like Ohio, which is predominantly Republican, where the Republicans control the legislature in Ohio, and they can actually do minimum damage and make sure that that one seat that is lost in Ohio is lost to Democrats. So what does all this mean to the future of the parties and to those people who believe we have some messed up system? And why would it be a bad thing that the United States is actually losing population? We've been hearing years and years and years about zero population growth, and that's what we want. Well, the United States grew only 7.4% in population between 2010 and 2020. Again, lowest growth rate since the Great Depression. What's going on? Is the pandemic? Not really. Tell you why not, coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic case Schiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And on the Michael Medved show, the Wall Street Journal reports that despite the nation's slowing growth projections by the Census Bureau and the United Nations, show it is expected to continue growing at least through the middle of the century. Okay. In other words, the United States is not actually losing population. We just have a greatly slowed growth. There are some states that are losing population. There will be approaching 400 million people in the United States, as opposed to 331 million now, by the year 2060. By comparison, the population of Japan and many European countries have begun to shrink, not just have slowed growth, but actually to get lower, including those populations of Germany, Poland, Portugal, and Russia. China's population is expected to peak before 2030, our population to peak about 2060. American exceptionalism had always meant that while the rest of the world was slowing down in population, one of the reasons for American prosperity has been a growing population. Yes, that includes immigration. Is slowing down around the world, and it's not the pandemic that is doing it. Because one of the points that the Census Bureau uses is the census, because it is pegged to April 1st, 2020, doesn't reflect most of the coronavirus pandemic's effects on the population. Since then, the U.S. has seen 500,000 more deaths than in recent years, a birth rate that dropped to a record low, and slowing immigration, of course. And what does that mean? That means that with even this slowest growth since the Depression, the growth since the pandemic, since April, which is really when the pandemic kicked in last year, since that time, the growth has gotten even slower. I gave you some wrong information, and I want to correct myself because I think it's important. I mentioned the states that were going to be apportioning their legislatures and apportioning the members of Congress with a bipartisan commission. And the three states that I named don't do that. Well, one of them does. But the states that work with a bipartisan commission are actually California, which is very important because they're going to be losing a seat. And the if the Democrats in the legislature had their way, they would basically eliminate one of the Republican seats in a congressional delegation that is still some of the biggest. And the other states with a bipartisan commissioner are Montana, where it won't make any difference, because Montana is so heavily Republican, as no matter how you cut up the states, that's going to be now two Republican congressmen from Montana, not just one. And then Colorado, where it does make a very big difference, because Colorado has parts of the city, parts of the state that are very Democratic, like Boulder and Denver, and parts of the state that are very Republican. So it's unclear who is going to gain, which party would gain that seat from Colorado. The states that are losing most in terms of population, Mississippi, Illinois, West Virginia, and above all, it's not a state, but it's one of the reasons people are not promoting statehood, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, during this 10-year period, lost 11.8% of the population. Biggest loser in population, people leaving Puerto Rico. And where are they going? Well, we're not entirely sure, but the assumption is a lot of them are going to states, including Florida, which is nearby, and Florida, of course, gaining in population. What's bizarre to me is with this clear disaster for California, and with California now facing, for sure, a race that'll be coming up. It hasn't been scheduled yet, but a race to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. He right now is running ahead in the polls, and the polls seem to indicate he would not be recalled. But let's see. The campaign hasn't started. And with more and more people jumping into the race, yes, including Caitlyn Jenner, it could be a very interesting race. But for California, which has always been just a roaring success story, and you remember once upon a time people used to say that whatever is going on in California, the rest of the country will be following that up 20 years from now. Marijuana was Californians were somewhat ahead. And then the rest of the country, the hippie movement, remember the Summer of Love in San Francisco. Well, California right now actually losing a seat in Congress, and Texas gaining too. The growth for Texas has just been phenomenal. And again, has something to say about how the more free market orientation of that economy is drawing people to the state. There's also the matter of taxes. The states that are losing population and are states that are very heavily taxed. California, New York, Illinois, which is facing all kinds of challenges in bankruptcy, and others. South Carolina gaining, but not gaining a seat. And Utah, the fastest growing state of them all. Now, why? Housing is affordable. Taxes are low. Crime is low. It is a well-governed state. And Utah, by most measures, with its Mormon majority, and there is a Mormon majority, Utah has some of the most active and most vital religious communities in the country. By the way, if you have moved recently from one state to another, tell me why. Or if you move from city to city, tell me why. 1-800-955-1776. The West Virginia has just announced it's going to be paying remote workers $12,000 to come move to their state. West Virginia will pay you to move to their state. Last week, Governor Jim Justice announced the new program called Ascend West Virginia, which would pay remote workers $12,000 over 2 years if they move to West Virginia. Now, why would you do that? It's a pretty state. It's also a state where they desperately want to stop this outflow of population of people leaving the state of West Virginia to go elsewhere. The California dream, is the California dream now over? California's boom vanishes. We are at a tipping point. That's the analysis in the New York Times. And we will talk about that and much more. The whole idea that this is what our presidency will be based upon, because it changes the composition of electoral votes, and that this next question that we have here with the election of 2022, this will have a very, very big step up at a time when the current majority in the House right now for the Democrats is 218 to 212. So a shift of four, not even five, because there's some special elections waiting to happen, could give the Republicans a majority. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved show headline in the New York Times, California's boom vanishes. We are at a tipping point. And then the piece by Sean Hubler says, for generations, California has been America's hometown boomtown writ large, with a population that nearly doubled to some 40 million in the last four decades alone. California remains the nation's most populous state, an immense churning window into majority-minority national future. That, by the way, is a fraud, which we'll talk about. But new data from the Census Bureau, released on Monday, confirm what demographers have suspected for years. The boom is gone. Dampened by declining birth rates and federal policies that drastically slowed immigration, California's population increase of 6.1% over the past decade was the smallest in at least a century, and considerably less than the 7.4% national average, according to the census. Now, remember, when you talk about these rates, 7.4% population increase, that would be a big population increase for a year, but that's for a decade. That covers 10 years. It means that nationwide, our population is growing less than 1% a year. Rob, you have moved to a new home. Where'd you move from? Where'd you move to?
I moved from the Seattle area to rural Kentucky, central Kentucky.
And why?
Well, we visited friends there a few times, and we just fell in love with the place, and we fell in love with the people. And I now consider it the Garden of Eden, but with more chiggers. It is a spectacular place to live. So the people are friendly. The winters are slightly colder than here, but significantly shorter. I lived in Seattle for 46 years. I bicycle commuted to my job. I was an IT contractor for most of that time and worked in Seattle and Bellevue. And it was beautiful here. I loved it. And it just got more and more congested. And also, I joke with people that I moved from a place where my vote didn't count to a new place where my vote doesn't count, but for the exact opposite reason. I just can't tell you how
right,
much... what's that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, because Kentucky is a very heavily Republican state.
Very. Yeah, very. In fact, even the Democrats are Republican. if that makes any sense.
Well, there you go. Now, you live in Central, do you live in a city or you live out in the country?
I live 12 miles from the nearest town, and I will tell you, one of the things I love about it is I have 32 acres, a house, and a 40 by 60 barn. I have two streams, two little haulers, I guess you'd call them, and two knobs, and my total annual property tax is $248.
Wait. That must be some mistake.
$248? It's $248, although I will tell you that I get a $12,000 deduction on my total property value because I'm over 65.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's it.
Well, yeah,
so,
but still, again, now to buy something like that, you said you have 30 acres?
32.
What does that cost in Central Kentucky?
Well, normally I feel uncomfortable sharing this information privately, so I'll share it to the world. It's $140,000.
Right. Which is, it's tough to get a condo for that in the Seattle area.
Oh, right. It was actually less than, about the same as my annual wages here in Seattle. And I'm 67 now. We're looking at living on Social Security with a fully paid mortgage. And it doesn't take a lot of math. You know what Social Security pays. It's the closest I could get to expatriating without actually leaving the country.
Wow.
And it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
They have an income tax, though, don't they, in Kentucky?
They do have an income tax.
But it won't hit you being... You're saying it's been offset?
It offsets the property tax. However, they don't tax Social Security.
Wow. Now, okay, this sounds like a pretty good argument. You have no roots in Kentucky, do you?
No what?
No roots. I mean, you don't have any family history with that state.
No, none at all. Yeah. I got dialed into the community very easily because everyone's so friendly. There was one thing I was going to say, but I forgot. Oh, nope, I forgot what it was. Never mind.
Do you notice, is there a big homeless population where you live?
I will say this. Drugs are more of a problem there that I notice, but part of the reason is because the classes mix more there. For example, in here, when I would go to the local Walmart store, I was, middle income, maybe a hair above it, and it was a place I didn't want to shop. But that's because here, Walmart has to compete with some nicer stores. In Central Kentucky, it's the old phrase, if Walmart doesn't have it, you don't need it. So everybody shops there, and it's very clean, very nice place to shop. And we do have to drive an hour and a half to Costco. And it used to be 20 minutes to three of them where I used to live. So there is that. But since we live where we do, I've got a 9-acre yard that I mow with a zero turn, and everybody loves their mowers out there. It's just you don't need to leave the house so much, I guess, especially when you can afford to get a decent piece of property. So, by the way, I should point out that my daughter and her husband also moved there 2 years ago. I moved there 10 years ago. They moved there 2 years ago, and they not only love it, but when her sister and her husband from Seattle, who owns his own business, drove out there or flew out there to visit them, he's considering seriously moving out there, and he just let his lease expire on his business that had about 40 employees at the beginning of this year because everyone is now working from home. And his attitude is, I've probably hired my last Seattle employee because they're too darn expensive. I'm not going to lay any off, but from here on in, they're going to be people from Tier 2, Tier 3 markets.
Wow. You heard that this recent thing that not only is the governor of West Virginia, which has some similar landscape to Eastern Kentucky, and... Governor of West Virginia, Republican Jim Justice, offering $12,000 for people who want to work remotely to move to West Virginia. You're more retired. You're not so much working remotely.
I am working 100% remotely now. I wasn't, but I am now because of the virus.
Okay. I really, really appreciate your calling, and it's a fascinating perspective. I mean, I expected to get some people who might have moved to Arizona, might have moved to Hawaii, might have moved to, but Kentucky, the bluegrass state, as it's known, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, an interesting answer. Kentucky's congressional delegation will not be changing. They're neither gaining nor losing. The big loser here, the Golden State, California, which continues to be the largest state, but Texas is catching up. And Texas, California, with the new alignment, is going to have 52 seats in the Congress, and Texas is going to have 38, which is a more competitive situation. Florida also gaining a seat. Florida now the third largest state. And what's incredible here is what's happened to some states, like my native state. I was born in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania has gone from having a congressional delegation of 40 in the House of Representatives. Pennsylvania for many years was the second largest state to New York. And now Pennsylvania has 17. The whole idea that this is a reflection on government, I think one could look at and say it's very real, except for the fact that Oregon's also gaining a seat. And Oregon has not been well governed, and Oregon has a ridiculously high tax rate, one of the highest in the country. If there's anybody listening to us who has recently moved to Oregon, give us a call, because there are apparently a lot of people who have. The ABC is reporting that despite the decreases in growth and the disillusionment with what people call the California dream, and they're going to be recalling the governor, or at least voting on recalling the governor, ABC is reporting Southern California's blistering hot real estate market isn't just driving up prices, it's also driving sellers crazy trying to find a moving company. People are calling up, hey, I need a mover. Unfortunately, we're booked up for the next month, said Patrick Longo, owner of Andy's Transfer and Storage in Glendale, with his wife, Jill. When we come back, I want to go to an accusation. I mean, you can accuse Donald Trump of lots and lots of stuff, but this one is truly phony. ABC TV is accusing the Trump administration of having manipulated census numbers to hurt Democrats and help Republicans. Is that fair and true? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.